This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, by his Ethiopian counterpart, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali. Prime Minister is on a two-day visit to the African country, which shares historic ties with India. The award was conferred upon Prime Minister Modi in a special ceremony hosted at the Addis International Convention Center in Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, for his exceptional contribution towards strengthening India-Ethiopia partnership and for his visionary leadership as a global statesman. Prime Minister Modi dedicated the award to all those Indians and Ethiopians who have nurtured the bilateral ties for ages and conveyed heartfelt gratitude on behalf of the 1.4 billion Indians for being bestowed with this honor. Earlier, India and Ethiopia decided to elevate their bilateral relationship to a strategic partnership following wide-ranging talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Ethiopian counterpart Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali in Addis Ababa. Both countries also signed three MOUs in the field of UN peacekeeping operations training, mutual administrative assistance in custom matters, and establishment of data center at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ethiopia. Prime Minister will today address the session of the Parliament of Ethiopia. Prime Minister Modi reached Ethiopia's capital yesterday on a two-day visit to the African nation after concluding his visit to Jordan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman today on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. Mr. Modi is visiting the friendly nation in the Gulf region on the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Prime Minister Modi will be accompanied by a high-level delegation. PM Modi is expected to address business leaders from both the countries at a business forum and is also scheduled to address the Indian community, which is eagerly waiting for his arrival. Prime Minister Modi wrapped up his two-day successful visit to Jordan after attending a series of high-level engagements in Amman. During the visit, Mr. Modi held extensive talks with King Abdullah II. The two leaders also addressed a high-profile business forum that brought together industry leaders from both nations. The two countries signed five memoranda of understanding covering culture, renewable energy, water management, digital public infrastructure, and a twinning arrangement between the historic sites of Petra and Ellora. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Vellore in Tamil Nadu today. She will perform darshan and aarti at Sri Puram Golden Temple. The president will inaugurate a meditation pavilion and plant a tree at the temple complex. Tamil Nadu Governor R. N. Ravi and Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan will welcome the president in Vellore. The visit is part of a week-long tour of southern states, including Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Telangana, from December 16 to 22. The second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine will begin today in New Delhi. Co-hosted by the World Health Organization and Ministry of Ayush, Government of India, the three-day event will bring together policy makers, scientists, practitioners, indigenous knowledge holders, and civil society leaders from across the world to advance a shared vision of balanced, inclusive, and sustainable health systems. The summit will be held under the theme Restoring Balance, the Science and Practice of Health and Well-being. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has condemned the recent terror attack at Bondi Beach in Australia, Sydney, asserting that India and Israel have a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism. The minister made these remarks alongside his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in Jerusalem yesterday. External Affairs Minister arrived in Israel yesterday to hold bilateral consultations with his counterpart, Foreign Minister Gideon Saar. Afghanistan's Minister of Public Health, Maulvi Noor Jalal Jalali, arrived in New Delhi yesterday for his first official visit to India, which is aimed at holding discussions to enhance bilateral cooperation in the healthcare sector. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the fourth T20 international match of the series at the Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. India currently leading 2-1 in the five-match T20I series and will look to seal the series and take 3-1 lead against the Proteas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.